I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says Georgians should have faith in the newly announced voting machines coming for the 2020 election. He spoke with GPB's Stephen Fowler.
Raffensperger says keeping elections secure is a top priority with this new system. The new machines come as the state faces lawsuits over its current voting system.
2016 was probably a wake-up call that we have these actors out there that are trying to create mischief. And if they can penetrate a voter database, that's what they're going to try and do.
He says the state is already working with cybersecurity experts and the federal government to make sure the new ballot marking devices from Dominion are protected. The BMD prints a paper ballot with a text summary of your votes and a QR code that is scanned. But critics say the QR code could be manipulated and true hand-marked paper ballots are better. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
The head of the Georgia Ports Authority is worried that the country's ongoing trade war with China could impact business. The Trump administration has proposed adding ship-to-shore cranes to its list of imported goods subject to tariffs. If that happens, the Georgia ports would pay $25 million in tariffs on $100 million in cranes set to arrive in the next year. The authority reported a record amount of cargo moved through its Savannah and Brunswick ports over the past fiscal year. Well, Plant Vogtle has reached a major milestone. Georgia Power has ordered the nuclear fuel load for the first of its two new units. It's the first order to be placed in more than 30 years for a new reactor. Vogtle Unit 3 is expected to go online in late 2021, Unit 4 the next year. The project is billions of dollars over budget and years behind schedule. Well, a new report finds that Georgia is the second most attractive state in the country for aerospace manufacturing. According to rankings released by PricewaterhouseCoopers, more than 800 major aerospace companies operate in Georgia. Savannah-based Gulfstream Aerospace is the state's largest manufacturing employer with over 10,000 employees. The Georgia Department of Economic Development says aerospace products are Georgia's number one export. Well, dozens of concerned residents packed a Cobb County elementary school last night to learn more about a possible toxin linked to cancer being emitted by a nearby facility. GPB's Ross Terrell was there.
It was overflow only during a tense meeting with Sterigenics, a company that sterilizes medical products. The meeting came after a report found the company has been releasing thousands of pounds of a gas called ethylene oxide, which studies show if inhaled often can increase your risk of cancer. Ben Johnson has lived near the facility since the 70s.
I have concerns about having breathed the air in 2002 through 2016 when they were emitting 3,000 pounds of the stuff. Now they're saying they're emitting 200 pounds.
County, city, and state officials called for a third-party testing of the air quality. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
And in sports, the Atlanta Dream traveled to Indianapolis tonight for a game against the Indiana Fever. Tip-off is 7 p.m. With a record of 5 wins and 15 losses, the Dream are in last place in the WNBA Eastern Conference. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.